Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alex Eitelander here, and welcome to the Ostium Sagas. Now, if you're enjoying this series and want more right away, I just wanted to mention that you can get them on our Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. By becoming a supporter at any level, you'll instantly get access to the next 15 episodes in the series. So that's on our Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Now, I'd just like to thank our 5 most recent patrons for supporting the Ostium Network. Thank you to Death to Komatsu, Daryl Williamson, Descripticon, Virginia Green, and Talon for all your support. We really appreciate it. And now let's get started with the next chapter of the Ostium Sagas.
The Ostium Sagas. Saga 2. 1666. Part 2.
They wouldn't tell me a thing until I signed this tight NDA. You know, non-disclosure agreement, so I don't divulge any secrets or really anything they're about to tell me. And if I do, they'll sue the pants off of me. As I was reading through it, more as a pretense than actually checking the legal language for any mistakes or loopholes, I was really wondering what could this job be that would need me to sign this NDA before we could even start the interview. Some people might be put off by this and want to bail. Me? I got a thrill of excitement. Whatever was going on here, I wanted to know more. After it felt like enough time had passed, I signed the damn thing and pushed the data pad back over to the person on the other side of the table. Then I took a sip of my plain black coffee, which had been steaming and ready for me when I arrived. Not exactly a hard guess to make about what I like to drink in the coffee department, but still kind of impressive, nevertheless. And then I listened to one of the most incredible stories of my life. At least up to that point. I was told I would be working for the Ostium Network if I chose to take the position, which they thought was likely. I asked the interviewer why they thought that was. Their name was Zhang. They said because everyone they'd interviewed and offered a position to so far had taken the job, because it was a very unique opportunity, the once-in-a-lifetime type. They had also done a full background check on me and felt I would be ideally suited to the position. Okay, I said, pretty damn surprised at being told all these details that aren't usually revealed in an interview, but doing my best to hide it. Even though I was getting more and more excited by the second, I didn't want to appear too obvious, even if they might already know this much about me. So what exactly is the job? I asked. Zhang looked around, I'm guessing making sure no one was watching or overhearing us. They'd chosen a partly secluded booth in the cafe, so I thought we were okay, but having them do this definitely made my heart start beating a few beats faster. What was going on here? They took a breath and started talking. Not many people know about the Ostium Network. It is a very secretive corporate entity that was started by a very rich man who also chooses to remain anonymous at all costs. It is possible, once I started working for the Ostium Network that I might one day meet him, but it was extremely unlikely. Few have. I asked Zhang if they had ever met him. They paused for a long 10 seconds, then said, "Yes, they had. But I should not ask them for details. They would be giving nothing away." The Ostium Network specialized in studying historical sites all over the globe and covering all periods. If it was in the past, the Ostium Network was interested. What made them unique over other academic institutions was the novel technology they used when accessing these sites. Nothing like it had ever been used before, and it afforded a large amount of data, context, and detail that either usually wasn't available at these sites, or was only after decades of study and research. Zhang said with this technology, findings were made within days that would usually take years. At this point, I was ready to sign any contract they put in front of me and get started. I couldn't wait to see what this technology was and to start using it at one of these sites. The thought of finding something completely new that had never been discovered before was, well, only in my dreams, shall we say. But I took a deep breath and hid it by drinking more of my coffee, which I hadn't touched since Zhang started talking. Then I asked why they thought I would be a good researcher for the Ostium Network. As the words came out of my mouth, I dreaded that I'd just made a terrible mistake. You're supposed to sell yourself in an interview, right? Make yourself look better than you really are? Or at least the best version of yourself that you can be? But Zhang quickly answered, perhaps sensing my consternation, saying that it was a very insightful question and an important one. I should know why it was that the Ostium Network was particularly interested in me before I was offered a position and signed any contract. They said that the Ostium Network knew of my extreme passion and love for history, as my own history had shown. They then waited for me to react to this little joke they'd just made. I was so hooked on their words, I didn't realize they'd made a joke, and then replayed the words in my head and snorted. It was pretty amusing. After hearing my reaction, they continued on. It was a little odd, and under different circumstances, I might have thought it pretty strange with how they had waited for me to laugh at the joke. Almost made it seem mechanical. But as I said, I was aching to hear more and didn't care at that point. It was my interest in a wide breadth of history that particularly interested them. Usually, as people advanced academically, pursuing further degrees, they tended to specialize, and so it was expected that a scholar of history, like myself, would specialize in a particular area or period of history, but I had not. I had remained open to all history, essentially. I seemed to have only one prerequisite. So long as it happened in the past, had already happened, I was interested. Zhang said they only had one more question for me, even though my answer would not in any way affect my chance for the position. As they had made relatively clear already, they thought the job was mine if I chose to accept it. The question was, why was I so open to studying all eras and times of history? "Oh, that's easy," I said. "It's because I'm truly fascinated by all history. I marvel at the way the human mind works, the human condition, and how people go about their daily lives no matter their position or economic level. No matter if it is from 10 years ago, 100, 1,000, 10,000, it is all fascinating to me. To see and understand how humanity survives and thrives, that is my goal in life." By the time I'd finished my cold cup of coffee, I'd accepted the position with the Ostium Network.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.